at the beginning of these narrations that, yes, Imam al-Nawawi mentioned 40, but they are actually 42. That he mentioned 40 to the nearest 10. He mentioned that. We discussed all these at the beginning. This hadith, the 41st hadith, is reported by Abu Muhammad Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, this is the first time his hadith is being mentioned. So his kunya is told to us that it's what? Abu Muhammad Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the one who used to memorize and also write a hadith of the Messenger. Abu Huraira said he wrote more than him. Radiallahu anhuma. His father is Amr ibn al-As. The two of them are companions. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that the Messenger said alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ibn al-As is one of the most brilliant people amongst the Arabs before Islam. And even when he accepted Islam. Amr ibn al-As. Very brilliant. Amr ibn al-As. But his son Abdullah accepted Islam before him. Abdullah accepted Islam before his father. And the brother used to tell him, Ittabi abaka, follow your father. Because the gap between them was small. 9 years. Some scholars say 11 years. Between Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As and his father Amr ibn al-As. 11 years. Doctor. 11 years between father and child. MashaAllah. So when did he marry? Radiallahu anhuma. Says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As was reported to have said that the Prophet said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. لا يؤمن أحدكم. We said it, most of these narrations, لا يؤمن أحدكم. لا يؤمن أحدكم talks about perfect iman. None of you perfectly believe. حتى يكون هواه. Until his desire, taba'al lima ji'tu bihi, is made to follow what I have brought. That is, until his desire are in compliance with the Quran and the Sunnah. This hadith, Imam al-Nawawi said, hadithun hasanun. This hadith is hasan. He said sahih. He said hasanun sahih. Now it is hasanun sahih. We'll explain what hasanun sahih is. Go. It says, Ruwinahu, we have been given this narration, Fi Kitabi Al-Hujjati, from the book called Al-Hujjah. The ulama said the complete name of the book is Al-Hujjatu Ala Tarikil Mahajjah. That is evidence against the one who left the path, the bright path. And it is written by Imam Abu al-Fath, Nasr ibn Ibrahim Al-Muqaddas. Others too have reported the hadith. The isnad in sahih. Imam al-Nawawi said that it is reported in that book, Al-Hujjah, the isnad in sahih. But the ulama say, no, this isnad is not sahih. And they've mentioned why it is not sahih. This hadith is weak. This hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. There are a lot of fawaid here that scholars have mentioned about this hadith. Like Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he's from those who believe that the hadith is authentic. Ibn Qayyim. He mentioned it in his book, Rawdat al-Muhibbin, when he was talking about Hawa, the last chapter in that book. He titled Zammul Hawa. But it is from this place that Hawa is straight. Because it says, it's used in the restricted sense. That until his Hawa follow what I have brought. So Hawa could follow what he has brought and it will be praiseworthy. So that following Hawa is mentioned but with restricted usage. The restriction here is that when it follows Kitab and Sunnah. Help, in the Quran and the Sunnah, whenever Hawa is mentioned, it is mentioned with this praise. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. So he didn't mention any restriction, just prohibiting himself from the Hawa. But here it says until his hawa follow what he has. So you see, here it means if the hawa follows kitab and sunnah, it's praiseworthy. But the other place says no hawa. So it's mentioned with a restricted use here in this hadith. But this hadith is not authentic. Many of the scholars of hadith have mentioned it that it's not authentic. So we'll not spend time on it. But there are verses of the Quran that point to it. Like the one that says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. This verse supports this hadith. Shows the meaning of this hadith. There are other verses of the Quran. We will not take time on this hadith. We'll go to the next.